Ondo Puts 430 Plus, tokenized stocks and ETFs. Live on Uniswap, Ondo has put more than 430 tokenized stocks and ETFs live on Uniswap, with trading available across both Ethereum and BNB chain. The launch was announced by Cointelegraph on June 30, 2026, and moves a large catalog of real-world equities onto the biggest decentralized exchange in crypto. The timing is notable for what the market looks like around it. As of June 30, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $58,610, down 1.3% on the day, and Ethereum sits around $1,562. The fear and greed index reads 16, or extreme fear. Pushing a major tokenized equity catalog onto a public DEX in that climate is a bet on infrastructure rather than on price. On-chain equities meet a public order book. Until recently, most tokenized stock products lived inside walled gardens. A user held a tokenized share through a single issuer's app or a permissioned venue, and the token rarely interacted with anything else. Listing 430 plus of these instruments on Uniswap changes that posture. Once an asset trades through Uniswap's pools, it inherits the same plumbing every other ERC-20 style token uses. It can be swapped, supplied to liquidity pools, and referenced by other contracts. That composability is the real story. A tokenized version of a U.S. equity sitting in a Uniswap pool is no longer just a price wrapper. It becomes a building block that other protocols can quote, root, and combine. Spreading the catalog across Ethereum and BNB chain also widens the audience, since the two chains carry different fee profiles and different pools of liquidity. Stablecoins are the settlement layer underneath tokenized stocks, do not trade against dollars in a bank. They trade against on-chain cash, which in practice means stablecoins like USDC and USDT. Every swap on Uniswap pairs the equity token with another on-chain asset, and stable assets are the natural counterweight because they hold a steady reference value during the trade. That detail matters beyond this single launch. The same stablecoin balances that settle a tokenized stock swap are the balances that fund a growing share of crypto spending. A wallet that holds USDC to buy an on-chain share is one top up away from holding USDC to swipe at a checkout. As tokenized equities, stablecoins, and crypto cards draw from the same on-chain pool of value, the line between an investment balance and a spending balance keeps thinning. Liquidity is the open question. A catalog of 430 plus names is broad, but breadth is not the same as depth. The headline number tells you how many instruments are listed, not how much capital stands behind each one. Thin pools mean wide spreads and high slippage on anything larger than a small order, and a long tail of niche tickers can sit with little liquidity for a long time. For now, the most actively traded names are likely to concentrate in a handful of large, well-known equities and ETFs, with the rest filling out the list. Anyone trading these tokens should check pool depth before assuming the on-chain price tracks the reference market tick for tick. During the extreme fear stretch the market is in as of late June 2026, thin books can move faster than the underlying asset. There is also a structural point worth keeping in view. A tokenized stock is a claim that depends on the issuer's backing and redemption process. The on-chain token can trade freely, but its value still rests on the off-chain arrangement that supports it. That is a different risk than holding the equity directly through a broker, and it sits on top of the usual smart contract risk that comes with any DEX. A wider tokenization push Ondo's move fits a run of activity around bringing traditional assets on-chain. Tokenized stock volumes have been climbing on other venues. Asset managers have filed for tokenized funds, and securities firms have pushed into public markets through the same wrapper logic. Putting a large equity catalog on Uniswap rather than a single issuer app is the version of that trend that leans hardest on open DeFi rails. The test from here is usage. Listing 430 plus assets is a supply side act. The demand side shows up in pool depth, swap volume, and how many other protocols start to quote these tokens. Those numbers, not the catalog size, will say whether on-chain equities become a working market or stay a shelf of mostly idle tickers.